Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. I have got a huge show for you, but before I even start with Mike Lindell saying that the stolen election Supreme Court case will happen before Thanksgiving. That's according to Mike Lindell. I mean, I think that depends if the Supreme Court is willing to take it up. That's always a huge question. They should, but his case is ready, and he thinks he can get it in front of the Supreme Court by Thanksgiving. I would be much more enthusiastic, folks, but before I go deep into this, this is my second day of chemo, and I was told by other people who have gone through chemo and stuff, your second and third day drained you the most. So I am completely drained of energy. So normally I would be high energy, but I don't have high energy. I'm hoping that I get some adrenaline from doing the show. If I have to shorten the show because I'm just not making it, well, then you understand why. It's my chemotherapy. I know lots of people have questions. Look, maybe someday, I don't have the energy to explain it today. Some people know because when I was on the radio, did my radio show, I dealt with cancer 3 years ago. But there are plenty of people that don't know the situation. And at some point, I'll have to explain it all to you guys. I will. But I don't like being treated as a victim. I never have. Most conservatives don't. And then people just always constantly ask you about cancer wherever you go. So, you know, you're constantly talking about it with people. I don't mind. I mean, because that means people care about you. So don't mind it at all. It's just obviously when I'm not doing a show, I'm talking about it to a lot of people. When I do my show, I kind of don't talk about it because, you know, I've been talking to tons of people about it in a way. You get what I'm saying. All right, guys. So this is huge. Let me play you what Mike Lindell said. Huge announcement. Of course, it happened on Steve Bannon's show, War Room Pandemic.
Mike, real quick, exactly. I just want to go back to on Cyber Symposium. People said it was a total disaster. You didn't show the packet captures. But your point is, hey, if it's such a disaster, you're saying not one person has actually taken the prize of $5 million to prove you were wrong. And you've gone around since then to these secretaries of state and presented your evidence, and you're getting AGs on board now for your final assault to the Supreme Court?
Let me tell you, this is the big announcement, everyone. I made a promise to this country that we would, that with all the evidence I have, that we would get it to the Supreme Court, and I predicted they would vote 9-0 to look at the evidence. Now, I had hoped for August and September. That's why we had the Cyber Symposium, was to spread the word that, yes, this was from the 2020 election, because what is our biggest block? The media is our biggest block. After the Cyber Symposium, Steve, which all 50 states were present, the media went completely fuck. I call it going fox on me. Nobody talked to me. They went completely south, okay? They went in their foxholes like Fox. Shame on you, Fox. They have cost our country so much. It's, you know, horrible what they've done to our country. But in spite of Fox, everybody, what we've done now is I went and took the evidence, went to these states because it's easier to get in the red states because they don't mind you. Hey, come in and look at our routers and our machines and check out because nothing happened here. Well, guess what? I got news for everybody. Right now, I asked all the lawyers just yesterday, we are taking this case to the Supreme Court before Thanksgiving. Now, maybe Fox will report that today. You heard it here first, that our case is ready. We are bringing it to the Supreme Court before Thanksgiving.
That is huge news. I've got more from Mike Lindell. I want to play you all that they said. But guess what? If you go back to the Cyber Symposium and how many some people were trying to say nothing came out of it and they didn't understand what happened at the Cyber Symposium, I actually went through the removal of the cancer surgery during that exact time, which made me able to just sit and watch the entire Cyber Symposium all 3 days because I was recovering from the surgery. Now I'm on the chemo, but anyways, so that was good because if you go back, and it really is worth it, trust me, it's not outdated. Go back and look at all three shows. I did a quick breakdown of each day, day one, day two, day three, and you can see me break it down and see how things changed during the Cyber Symposium, and everything I predicted by day three just happened. I told everyone, and I was 100% right, because I usually get these things right, that what there's a shift. Mike Lindell was trying to show the whole world the evidence of the capture packets, right? And he wanted everyone, so that would put pressure, on the Supreme Court because everyone knows he's got undeniable evidence. But when things shifted and they got the Colorado machine and they got the file so they could see what was happening with the machines and how all 50 states were represented and what the representatives were saying to each other, it became clear because they formed a coalition. And it became clear, well, wait a minute, you don't, and this is what I said on day three, maybe even on day two, you don't even have to go to Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Michigan, where you know you have rhinos trying to hold things down, and of course, a massive corrupt Democrat party. You don't have to worry about that. All you have to do, since they hacked every state, is prove they'll let you see the machines in the conservative states. So you can go to like Alabama and get them to look at it, and it will match up. And if those are the true packet captures, which they are, then it will match up with what they have, and that will be 100% proof. And you can just bring that to the Supreme Court before they finish all these audits and stuff, because if you can prove that even in the conservative states that Trump won, his votes were flipped and cheated against, imagine the Democrat states. But you can tell that none of the election can be trusted because you have proven that the hack happened and the election is illegitimate. Let's say the Supreme Court takes it up and rules in our favor. I also predicted this. The Biden administration will not accept the ruling. And then what happens? They'll say, screw you. Because God always makes things turn on the heads. Everything that they have ever said about Trump always comes back on their heads. The fact that they spoke it out loud, that Trump would never come out of the office, we might need to drag him out because he'll never leave, even though someone else has proven to have won the election, Trump would never accept it and he'll never come out. They will fulfill that. If the Supreme Court, look, it is a big if the Supreme Court has any balls, and that's a big if, because through my whole life, the Supreme Court has said, screw you, America, in most things. And it's too wimpy to ever stand up to the left, especially something like this. So they might be a bunch of wuss bags. I hope they see this. Don't be wuss bags. Because if you don't take up this case, I will call you guys out as the sitting Supreme Court justices, as the worst Supreme Court justices, the conservative ones too. You will be the worst Supreme Court justices in the history of America because you specifically will have destroyed America by putting the final nail in the coffin. Of course, other events helped destroy America, but you will nail the final nail and you will be disgraced in front of God. When you stand before God, he's going to judge you for it. You better be afraid of God instead of liberals. Do you understand? You better know the truth is the truth. Don't let liars win. They lie, they smear, they cheat, they steal, and you're afraid of them because you're not trusting God is bigger than them. That's why you have zero faith to stand up if you don't. But if you do, even if you rule it and then Biden doesn't come out, you did the right thing. And when you stand before God, he will reward you for what you have done. More from Mike Lindell. I have gotten some more energy.
Now, these, and there's many, many states. I'm not going to sit here. The left-wing media will be calling me up. Who's all on board? You know what? By the time I'm done, I'm hoping all 50 states are on board because we want our country back, and we're getting it back. This evidence is 100% non-subjective evidence, and that Supreme Court, okay, they're going to vote 9-0 to take it in.
Okay, hang on. We only got a couple minutes left. You're saying you've gone around the country since then with your data and your information. You have talked to attorney generals in certain states, and you're saying you believe, and your lawyers are telling, these attorney generals are prepared to step up and take your information and get standing and take it to the Supreme Court. This is what you're reporting.
Absolutely. I'm reporting that we will have this before the Supreme Court before Thanksgiving. That's my promise to the people of this country. We're all in this together. We worked very hard on this. The reason that I didn't do it back in August, September, and even now, because more and more, it's the power of numbers. We want all the states on board because every single state was hacked. Every single state has standing. Steve, I'm going to give you one example In North Dakota this morning, when I got on there with this liberal radio station, he said, nothing happened in North Dakota. What do you mean dead people and non-residents voted? I said, they didn't vote. They used their names. In North Dakota, a state of 250,000 voters, wow. 15,000 votes were flipped in North Dakota. That's 6% of the vote. That's in North Dakota. And now in Florida, 900,000 votes were flipped. Okay. You know,
okay, hang on. And you've got a canvas that's going to back. We got to jump. We only got 30 seconds. You've got a canvas.
We canvass all these counties. We've had canvassers out there all over the country that back up real things with the real data.
Well, now you need the French connection.
Okay, we'll have you. We'll have you back on, Mike. We got to jump.
May God bless Mike Lindell, a real superhero, a real life living superhero. He never knew that God was going to use him. I don't care if Mike Lindell fails. The rewards he is stacking up in heaven for fighting against the evil of the globalists, the evil of the entire world, he deserves it all. I can't wait to someday meet him and give him a high five. Folks, I'm on a roller coaster. As soon as I stop talking, I'm just letting you know, I crashed. Like, whoa. So when I talk, I get adrenaline. And then your mind, it's almost like, you know, if you were thrown into a football game and you're injured and you forget that you have the injury and your mind is not concentrated on it. And as soon as you stop, it floods you. That's what's happening to me right now. It's just energy. I mean, boom, I went way down. So now my energy is coming right back up because I'm talking. So I got to give you more, though. This is from actually Tucker Carlson. This is Tucker Carlson. And you heard Mike Lindell saying shame on Fox News, and it is true. Shame on Fox News for never covering the stolen election. Tucker Carlson hints at it right here. He hints at a stolen election. And then he talks about what's happening in our military, which is huge. So I want you to see this. First, I want you to understand. You can tell Tucker is censored, or he's censoring himself, because I don't know why, but he's afraid to cross that line, even though I know he's too smart. He knows the election was stolen. And since I know he knows the election was stolen, and you know he knows it, watch.
For fun sometime, give a little civics test to people in your neighborhood. Ask them, if you wanted to take over a country, how would you do it? And here's the answer you are likely to get from all of them. They would say, well, first, you've got to get the most votes. They're Americans. That's what they believe. And they believe it because that's how things have worked in this country for hundreds of years. It's called representative democracy. But we should remember that that is not at all how things work in most other places or ever have. They don't have representative democracy. In most places, at most times, if you wanted to take over a country, first you had to control its military, the guys with guns, as Mark Milley once memorably put it. The army is essential for political control. Government dictates have no meaning without the credible threat of force to back them up. Guns are to laws what gold is to paper currency. It gives it value and strength. In a democratic system, the military serves and protects the entire population, no matter who they voted for. That's what democracy is. In an authoritarian system, by contrast, the army is the enforcement apparatus of a specific political party. That's the difference between the two systems.
Yeah. He won't come out and say it, but he should. If he does it, and then the Supreme Court, as this is the time where Tucker's got to get over that, even if he gets fired. Because just like Mike Lindell, Tucker, let God be your champion. Mike Lindell put his entire company and reputation on the line because he's right. And you have enough money that if they fire you, fine, retire. I mean, it should be actually easy for you compared to other people. That's what I don't understand. I don't get it. What, the more you have, the more you're afraid to lose? You don't have to lose anything. You should. I mean, I doubt you're financially incompetent. You should have plenty of money to live without working ever again. So take a stand, please. You're a good man. You need to take a stand and stop beating around the bush, because I see what you're doing here. And do it, man. I believe in you. You're a good guy. So now Tucker nails something that I've been saying for quite a while, which is great. I had a listener actually contact me and say, did you see what Tucker said? And I said, no. Well, I don't know if I responded to that specific email because I've not been feeling good. So I've been trying to read them, but I don't have the energy to even respond all the time to them. As I'm sitting here, as I'm talking, I have energy, but man. So anyways, but I checked it out, and I want you to see this because I've been saying the whole vaccine thing is about purging the military of good people. What Tucker needs to put in the right order here is the election was stolen. They've already overthrown our country. They're not purging the military so that they can overthrow the country in the future. The country has been overthrown, and this happens in country and has happened in the world in the past. The country is first overthrown by a stolen election, just like the Nazis did, or just like what happened in Venezuela. You steal the election, then you purge the good people out of all of the political offices and especially the military. So the vaccine is to get Trump supporters, Christians, and anyone who's good out of the military. And they're weakening our military to where, guess what's going to happen? As we get weaker and weaker for their power, they don't realize that Russia is sitting there salivating. That's what I've been telling everybody. I don't know how I have to be right over and over again until people believe me on that, because I know most people still don't believe me on that, sadly. All right. Well, here's Tucker. Talking about the military, he does a good job here. I just wish he would talk about the stolen election flat out instead of hinting it.
So what's the scientific justification for this? Well, of course, there isn't any. There is zero scientific basis for any of this. The fighting strength of the military is young, healthy people, virtually all of them at extremely low risk of dying from COVID. In fact, to this day, only 46 members of the entire U.S. military have died from the coronavirus over the last year and a half. Suicides, by contrast, kill many, many times more. In just a few months last year, 156 servicemen killed themselves. So military suicide is an actual crisis that the Pentagon might want to address. Lloyd Austin might want to look into that. But no, that would get the Democratic Party nothing. The point of mandatory vaccination is to identify the sincere Christians in the ranks, the free thinkers, the men with high testosterone levels, and anyone else who does not love Joe Biden, and make them leave immediately. It's a takeover of the U.S. military. Here's how they're doing it. This show has just obtained a PowerPoint that the Army is using to justify mandatory vaccines to the troops. This is an actual slide from it on your screen. You will notice there the sympathetic portrayal of Satanism. How many children were sacrificed to Satan because of the vaccine, the slide reads apparently sarcastically. Then the presentation proceeds to list the so-called tenets of Satanism, which are taken straight from the Temple of Satanism website. So here you have the United States Army doing PR for Satanism. The rest of the presentation is less shocking than that, but it's utterly shoddy and dishonest. For example, it falsely claims that only 3 people have died from taking the COVID vaccine. Reports collected by the Biden administration itself indicate that number is actually in the thousands. So we called the Army about this today, and they conceded the PowerPoint you just saw is absolutely real. Troops saw it, but it was somehow not approved by Army leadership. They did not explain how that works or what they're going to do about it. We do know the vaccine mandate is taking a terrible toll on the U.S. military and on this country's ability to defend itself at a very volatile time in the world. Already, 3 members of the CIA paramilitary teams that first entered Afghanistan after 9/11, remember them? They got there before the military. 3 members of that team have been suspended for not getting vaccinated. They're being told to await disciplinary proceedings. Meanwhile, an Army officer, Lieutenant Colonel Paul Douglas Haig, just announced that he's resigning from the military rather than take medicine that he does not want or need. In a statement, Haig said he was, quote, incapable of subjecting myself to the unlawful, unethical, immoral, and tyrannical order to sit still and allowed a serum to be injected into my flesh against my will and better judgment, end quote. There are many like him in the U.S. military. The Navy just informed the most famous unit in the entire services, the Navy SEALs, that members will be forced to leave if they don't take the shot. It does not matter if they have natural immunity, and many do. It doesn't matter if they have a valid religious or medical exemption. If they don't submit to the order, they cannot deploy and they'll have to leave the SEALs. The deadline for this is almost immediately. Now, to be clear, just in case you're wondering if this is in response to some kind of crisis, we don't believe a single Navy SEAL has died of COVID, and that makes sense. These are some of the healthiest people, not just in America, but in the world. They're the Olympic athletes of the military. Many of them have had the virus, they live in close quarters, and they've recovered. That means they have more natural immunity than the vaccine could ever provide. And yet, as of tonight, we're hearing that hundreds of Navy SEALs face being fired imminently for refusing to take the shot. Now, keep in mind, there are only about 2,500-ish active duty Navy SEALs. Each one of them costs at least $500,000 for the U.S. government to train. So imagine the effect on our country's military readiness of this. It's horrifying. If you love the country, you would not do this. You would also not disable our hospitals by forcing nurses to resign because they don't want to take the shot. You'll notice, by the way, in the case of the Navy SEALs and more broadly the U.S. military, that none of the members of Congress who claim to care so much about the military, they talk about it all the time, defense hawks like Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger and so many others, none of these people have said a single word about any of this. They have not risen to defend these guys because they don't care.
That was so awesome. Tucker, you're one of the best of the best. And I don't know if I can encourage you or not, but I want to. I want to encourage you. You're the best of the best, but yet you're lacking because you, I think, are muzzled to not talk about the stolen election. And you, by not doing it, are giving legitimacy to Joe Biden. So I had to come and do a show because Mike Lindell is going to get, hopefully, to the Supreme Court by Thanksgiving. And I'm on chemo at one of the worst points of being on chemo for energy and stuff. And I know how important this is that I go on this. I hope that inspires you. And I want you to say, to understand this, you're talking to someone, Tucker, if you see this ever, or you're listening to somebody that has walked the walk. What I'm asking you to do is not something I haven't done in my own radio career. The cancel culture came for me because I spoke up about the stolen election right when it happened and was all over it. And the cancel culture came for me. So I already know. I've done it. You can do it. And I believe you won't even lose your job. That's what I believe. I think fear that you're going to lose your job is causing you not to do it. And what I really think it is you've convinced yourself, I don't talk about it so I can talk about all the surrounding issues and I'm doing really good stuff. And you are. And that's a huge benefit. And I need to be here to cover all these other things. But that will be all noise if you don't cover the truth. If you don't cover the stolen election, you're actually only doing a tiny bit of what you could be doing. I hope you understand what I'm saying. It's out of love, man. Somebody's going to have to send it to you because I don't know how to get it to you directly. I hope somebody knows how to get it to Tucker. You can just cut this end part message to him. I don't know. Maybe he needs to see the whole thing. Tucker is the best of the best. And I have a suspicion that he's the one that's going to do it. He's the one that's finally going to break that on Fox News. Folks, you know who's not afraid to speak the truth and speak about the stolen election? The New American. Go to thenewamerican.com. Thenewamerican.com. Subscribe. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. He gave me the strength to get through this. Praise be to God. I love you guys. See ya! The establishment media is doing everything possible to not allow you to get to the deep truth of things. And, you know, when it has topics such as medicine, science, politics, business, really anything you can think of, you want the truth, and the media just doesn't seem to always give you it. You know that's true. So why not go to The New American and check out Conversations That Matter with Alex Newman? Conversations That Matter. The title explains itself, right? They're conversations and they really matter. Alex Newman is awesome and he'll bring the best guests you can possibly find around the country, even around the world. Check it out.